Call the meeting of the Township of McKeller Committee of Adjustment. Meeting of August 15, 2023. We'll start with roll call.
Morley Haskam.
Nick Ryland.
Reg Moore.
Debbie Zulot.
Mike Kekanen.
Secretary Treasurer Carly Brighton.
And Chair David Moore. Are there any declarations, disclosure of pecuniary and a personal interest and the general nature thereof? Hearing none. At resolution 23-27, movement of Morley Haskam, second by Nick Ryland, the Committee of Adjustment meeting agenda is accepted as presented. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And resolution 23-28, moved by Mike Kekanen, seconded by Reg Moore, that the Committee of Adjustment minutes from the August 1st, 2023 meeting are accepted as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. We're here to consider the application A/08/2023 Goldschmidt, Zalman, and Lumila, and his proposed gazebo to exceed the allowable building maximum lot area coverage. And I'll read through the resolution first of all. We have resolution 23-29, moved by Nick Ryland, seconded by Morley Haskam, that the Committee of Adjustment does hereby grant the minor variance application A/08/2023 Goldschmidt to permit relief of the maximum lot area coverage for the construction of one accessory structure, being a gazebo, to exceed the allowable lot area coverage. The maximum lot area coverage is increased from 15%, as regulated in Schedule B of Bylaw 95-12, as amended, to 18%, having 3% relief from the maximum lot area coverage. All other applicable sections of Bylaw 95-12, as amended, are to be complied with. And ask the Secretary Treasurer, any correspondence relating to this application?
No letters or related correspondence has been received.
Okay. Ask if the applicant, who is not present, has anything to say. And ask the committee members if you have any particular comments. Reg?
In Section E of the application, the applicant said he needs this relief to construct a gazebo. And he said that the proposed gazebo is 48.6 square meters in floor area. The resolution states that it's for the relief is for the construction of a gazebo. And if Debbie has a copy of the bylaw,
you don't.
You don't?
I just forgot it today. And I thought of it on my way home. I know, on my way here. I was thinking, shit, I forgot to bring
it. I think Mike has one here.
So
just look up the
gazebo.
Section 2, the definition of gazebo. Section 2.
Oh, gazebo. An accessory open air building not exceeding 4 meters in height and a floor area less than 15 square meters in which there are no services.
So he's asking for 48.6 square meter gazebo and the maximum is 15. So I don't see how the committee can process this. The minor variance is for a lot coverage, I see that, but that's specifically for a gazebo, so if that's the way they're proceeding, I think it has to be a zoning amendment before council, not a minor variance before the committee. It's 3 times the size permitted by the bylaw.
Or could he come back with another definition and not call it a gazebo?
That's possible, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which might save him some headache.
Just if he was here, we could have dealt with it.
Right,
here.
Could have dealt with it, yeah.
The drawing that they've given us shows that the gazebo is 25 by 21, which is 525 square feet.
Feet.
Yeah.
Right.
For 48.6 3.6 square meters. Somebody's done the calculation.
I can't do the calculation. Can you tell me how to do it?
We do know it's well over three times what's allowed by the definition.
Would have been, how about accessory building, Reg? It would be okay for accessory building size-wise, probably.
Yeah, it depends on, you'd have to go through the bylaw and make sure it's not a building that is defined with the size in it in the bylaw as well.
And it has to be accessory to the principal use.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it is 48, so.
So, like he already has an accessory garage, but you can have two accessory garages. I imagine he's planning on building it. We don't see any plans around, but I'm thinking he's planning on building it as an open air building with no walls. So, if that's the intent, then I don't think there's anything else in the bylaw that would fall under that being a building other than the gazebo. It maybe should go back to the chief building official to have a look at and talk to the applicant and see what they're actually planning on doing. I imagine this comes through Chris to begin with.
It did, yes.
Yeah.
Now, what happens if there's no definition that it fits? I mean, accessory building, it fits.
Well, if you look at the definition of accessory building in the bylaw, it'll tell you what all they are. You know, like it doesn't define the building, but it's something that's accessory to the main. So.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to say it was a storage building or something, the only thing I'm getting at is if he's just planning on constructing a building like what it's sitting out here with posts and a roof, then that is a gazebo.
Yeah.
There's nothing else that will fall under that definition, I don't think. Unless he enclosed part of it, kept 15 square meters for a gazebo and enclosed part of it, maybe for storage or whatever.
I guess I'm getting it. If whatever he builds doesn't fit a definition as such, I mean, can he still build it, like you say, enclosed part of it, even though it's not actually defined as a certain type of building? It's still accessory. But
yeah, it'd be defined as an accessory building.
Yeah.
That'd be up between him and the chief building official to discuss, I think. That isn't for the committee to decide, I don't think. It's just too bad that either Chris or the applicant or somebody hadn't looked at the definition.
Yeah.
That's everyone's defined different in every bylaw and every statute and everything else, so that's the first thing you should look at is the definition of what you're wanting.
There's probably no way that in our zoning that we could define every type of building, so
no.
You'd have to limit.
And that's probably why there's a definition for an accessory building. I can't remember exactly what it reads. Can you tell us what it reads?
Yeah. So it means a detached building located on the same lot as the main building, the use of which is incidental or subordinate to that of the main building.
Yeah, so it could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
So even if he left, like it looks like a gazebo, but you mentioned storage, I think, or something.
Yeah, like you can have combinations of buildings.
Right.
You know, like it's just the maximum size for the gazebo.
Yeah.
Proper can only be 15 square meters. If he resubmitted in a month and come back and said it's 15 square meter gazebo and a storage, well then, yeah, we can process it. But I don't, as a committee, I don't know how we can right now.
No, you're right. Somebody slipped up there. Any other comments? So normally on these things, I would think what we could do is, like rather than defeat, to defer for more information. Or do you think it should be a complete new application?
I would say defer, for more information, being how the applicant isn't here. Or if he wants to proceed on these grounds, like I said, I think it's a zoning amendment.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know how it couldn't help it, it's three times the size permitted, so. And so then he's got the added fee for the zoning amendment, and it goes to council, not to the committee at all. The committee's done with it.
Yeah.
So, but I guess we can defer until we see what they decide to do.
And that'll be passed on, you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Could he simply take this application and delete the word gazebo and put in whatever we decide that it is, if it isn't a gazebo? I mean, could he resubmit it just with a change of name? change up the structure name, sorry.
You'd have to change the site plan. It says gazebo and
change. Okay, so if you change this and change this.
Yeah, I guess change them in initial or
yeah.
whatever. And
I think that, but that would be up to Chris, right?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Sure, sure. I'm not trying to interfere. I'm just asking a question.
Mm. But do we want people submitting something that says a carport when they're going to use it for a gazebo?
Well, presumably it has a floor in it, which a carport likely wouldn't, unless it's concrete, I guess, but...
Yeah, it's a question of follow-up, I guess. How do you actually determine? You don't go and inspect later to see what it's being used for, but...
I think for clarity in the office site and everything, it'd be better to just to fill out a new application and if we defer it till the new application comes in, it's going to be up to the office to decide whether there's another fee or not. I don't think it's our decision to make that decision either. As a committee, I don't know. The problem with this is that the office has already said the application is complete. So
right.
I think it's better for a new application.
So should it be defeated then, and then just an explanation?
Rather than deferred, because
yeah.
deferred would suggest you're sticking with the same application.
Yeah.
Defeat it and then with an explanation as to Chris or whatever.
Yeah, that probably makes more sense. The only thing I don't know, like I said, the office is going to have to decide how much money's been spent on it, I guess.
Yeah, good point. Other comments? I'll call a question then. All those in favor? Opposed? Okay, defeated. So we won't be coming up one of those other. Yeah. Resolution 23-30, moved by Dick Zulak, second by Mike Pekkanen, that the Committee of Adjustment does now adjourn. All in favor? And opposed? Here.
So I guess we wait and see what happens.